Hi, I'm Jenny.
And I'm Margaret.
And we're your hosts of the Dear Future Self podcast, where I help you heal your heart and master your mind.
And I help you create more time and money freedom by helping you uncover and heal your money blocks.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody. On today's episode, we will be talking about tools and techniques on how to let go that which no longer serves you.
Yes, yes. Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. This is going to be a fun episode, and here's why we decided it would be a good idea.
Well, this will be episode 54?
Yeah.
So, you know, last week we talked a lot about this, and I'm sure some of you were actually thinking, yeah, that sounds great, but how? Like, it sounds maybe easier than it is. And I know a lot of you out there are like, yeah, guys, sure, like, whatever. But no, like, we really want you to think about this. And we want to give you some tools and techniques that will help you, so then you guys can then move forward.
Exactly. And, you know, last episode, I briefly mentioned what I was going through, or still am going through, but, you know, it's been a week. And I've been doing my work. I've been utilizing my tools, and I am so far ahead of the game right now. You know, I'm feeling fabulous. I'm feeling aligned. I'm feeling in tune. And Jenny could probably validate that as well, because she's seen me kind of, you know, get up from the ashes, so to speak, and dust myself off and get back to it. And the reason I'm able to do this in such a short span of time is because of the tools. So mine were more correlated to the matters of the heart. And that's what I will be sharing with you today. I'm not sure what Jenny has up her sleeve, so I'll let her talk to that a little bit.
Well, I will say it's been, I don't want to say a rough couple of months with you.
Well, it's been,
it's been at least 6 weeks of working through things and stuff like that. But, you know,
with you. Well, for me, it's been like a year, right? Like, well, it's really been a year of this journey of this relationship that I've been, you know, dealing with and experiencing. And there's been ebbs and flows. So weeks is not enough, woman.
No, I'm saying like I think where it got heavier, right? Where it was getting a little bit heavier towards the end of the year. But yeah, you had
2 weeks ago. Actually, today is 2 weeks. Okay. Exactly 2 weeks. Yeah.
Counting? Right. Exactly. And we talked about this because like I went through something, you know, like 3 years ago or four, something like that. But I went through something similar. And, you know, we talked about this because I was like, wow, like it's taking me back to that time when my heart was being pulled and I felt like that. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, I'm healed. I'm good. Like, I've been working on myself for such a long time. Like, why am I feeling this? Why is it coming up like this? But I will tell you that when we do have the tools and techniques that we use, it goes a lot faster. So listen, we're not robots, okay? We're human beings. I don't care how healed you think you are, you're still going to feel things because we're human, and that's completely normal.
I guess my question, go ahead.
No, it just, that's what has helped, that's what helped me, and I realized, wow, how quickly I was able to move through that versus me maybe 20, 30 years ago where it was hell.
Okay. So I guess my question was, what tools or techniques do you have given what you've been experiencing this year that you've utilized to help you get through the situation? What you're saying right there, you were more talking about what helped you get through a situation that was a matter of the heart that was a few years ago, correct? Yeah.
Yes. So, gotcha. One of the things that really helps me a lot, and I know that I had talked, you know, given that to you too. I said one of the
in which situations?
What you're going through right now.
Okay. Why don't we, I want to talk about what you're going through, what you went through this year, and how you are allowing yourself to walk through it.
Okay.
Because in last episode, since we're tying it back to episode 54, yes, we're trying to give tools that correlate to that. So I'm curious as to how you're able to get yourself through your situation so that we have an example for them.
Honestly, podcast, I had to feed my mind. I had to tune into something. So when I would sit there in a moment of silence, right? And I'm not saying meditation, because I can get myself into a meditation and it's phenomenal. So that is another tool that I utilize a lot.
But and hold on. I'm sorry, and I'm interrupting you again.
Because
I feel like for those that maybe didn't listen to episode 54 that are jumping into this episode, which is episode 55, they may be like, okay, what the hell are you talking about? So like, maybe let's rewind it a little bit and let's talk about what was it that you were releasing and then go into
Want me to talk about this? Because I don't think I talked about it on the last episode, what I was going through this year. So I guess
you don't have to, maybe, like, if you don't want to give the full on detail, you could just kind of briefly speak to it at high level, you know, emotionally, were you letting something go? Were you letting something go physically?
Okay.
Was it a romantic situation? Yeah. You know, things like that. Was it family? Because I think that'll help to situate people. You know what I mean?
Let's do it. I'm here.
Oh, she's going to spill the beans. You guys, she's spilling the beans.
I feel the emotion coming up already.
Okay. Okay, we're here. The wolves are here too. It's a wolf new moon today. We're recording on 1/11, by the way.
Let's do it. Okay. So for most of you, I think you know what happened 7.5 years ago with my daughter when she broke her back. And at that moment, I felt like we were a team, and I felt that, you know, I knew she could walk again when we were told like it's not possible. And we had this bond between the two of us that she needed me. And we were like, she listened to anything that I would say. And I was like, don't listen to the doctors. We got this. Earmuffs, you know, because I believe that what you think, what you speak, what you feel, what you hear, it manifests in your life. And if you don't believe it's possible, then it's not possible. So if you think you can, you will. If you don't think you can, you won't. And this is just how life works, period. Okay. You want a good life? You got to take this with you. And this is how it is. So I was that person for my daughter for many years. And there came a point where she was getting really tired because she would see little results, but then she wouldn't, you know? And again, the heaviness of other people were coming in of like, you really should just go get a job, and you really should basically just stop believing in yourself and get realistic and just go get a job and really stop working on physical therapy, stop working on this stuff. Right. And I was like, no, you know? And I was like, we could do this. So one of the things that I had to let go of, and it was a very, very, very heavy year for me, was that I am so sorry, guys. I got distracted because there's a bunch of dogs going, and I was like, oh my gosh, are my dogs fighting? Sorry. I got distracted there. And, you know, me being that mom, and I'm sure a lot of us, is that like, we want to always want our kids to win, be healthy, be happy, and all of that. And I've not given up on Taylor walking again. I'm not. But I had to let go of control. That was big. That I actually had to admit that I was trying to control her outcome. I want you to know, this is her journey. This is my journey. You have a journey. We all have a journey that we're going through, right? I can only control my outcome or control my life and my actions, but she also has to do it too. So if she's not meeting me to where I'm at and like, let's do this, right? If she's not on board, it's not going to work. So I had to really sit with this. And I remember telling you, I said, you know, I don't know what's going on in 2023, Margaret, but I feel very heavy. not that it was a bad year, but it was heavy and I didn't know what it was until I dug deep. And I was like, I need to let it go. I need to stop trying to prove, because in the very beginning, I know those of you that have been following us, I was always, she's going to walk again. She's going to walk again. Hashtag Taylor walks again. She will walk it. All of that. Right. And I had that so strongly where I had to sit with this going, wow, well, if I take my foot off the gas pedal of this, am I letting the doctors win? Am I letting all those people that said it wasn't possible, let them win? Right. Well, guys, I do believe Taylor can walk again. There is a man walking after 25 years of being in a wheelchair. I know it's possible. I've seen it with my own eyes. But is Taylor ready for that step? You know, and I've had to really sit back and realize what my daughter has been through in the past 7.5 years. Her teenage years were stripped of her. You know, no, like dating and all that stuff, like all of that stuff that when you're a young teen, especially a girl, not being able to go out with your friends and find boyfriends and do all that stuff, right? Like she missed out a big part of her childhood in her teen years and got thrown right into being an adult and like, go, 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 do, 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 work, work, right? And that, bam, and she's got the will, she's got the drive, she's got the motivation. She just got a little tired. And I kept pushing her. Don't give up, don't give up, don't give up. I was the one. I was the motivator. Come on, come on, come on. We got this. We got this. For me to see her not trying anymore, it broke my heart. It really broke my heart. And again, it's not that she gave up, right? I had to sit with this going, Jenny, let your daughter live a little bit. Let her live a little bit. You can't keep kicking her ass and making her go work out. And go, 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 go. Your daughter's tired. She needs a break, Jen. And that's what was really hard for me. And I had to sit with that and say, you're right. Jenny, you're right. Like, give your kid a break. I don't want to break her. She already got broken. I just needed to let Taylor be Taylor once in a while. It doesn't mean that we failed.
No, of course not. And I'm gonna poke here a little bit. It's not that you're not letting go. You're not letting go of the idea that Taylor will walk again. You're like you're saying, you're releasing the need to control the outcome, which for you, it was that. And the outcome here is Taylor walks.
Yeah.
And really, it's not here that you're like, I'm so hard on my daughter. That's really not what's at the heart of it. It's a realization for sure that you need to have your daughter be her person and have her time. But really, the realization here, I think, is I have to let go of the dream that my daughter is going to walk someday, because I'm not the one that actually gets to control this manifestation. I'm not the one that's calling it in. She is the one that is in a driver's seat to call that outcome in, because we can't control any outcome, right?
Exactly. That's why I was saying it's her journey and your journey, and this is my journey. We cannot, you know, we can pray for somebody. We
for
can
sure. Provide
healing energy and healing vibes through Reiki and just out of love and prayer. You know, we definitely can do that. But what we need to realize is that she signed up for this, this life. And whether or not like she does achieve it or whatever, it's okay. Like I'm proud of her. I'm so
of
proud.
Course.
Oh my gosh. Like I see so many people out there that have been through similar situations and health things, and they give up and they literally are at home, like in a depression going, life sucks. This sucks. I don't want to do this anymore. No, I got a kid who's like hardly home. Go, go, go. She's working, you know? And I mean, again, she's so strong. Like for my part, I was like, you know, I see what you're doing. You're working really hard, but in my opinion, she wasn't doing the right things, right? She wasn't, instead of going to work and
but that's not what you're letting go. That's not what you're, we can record another episode on that.
Right.
100%. That is not what you're letting go. What you're letting go is the dream that you had of your daughter walking and realizing that you cannot control that outcome. And well, I think that's what's at the heart of it. And how you're dealing, how are you dealing with something that is so close to your heart and such a big part of you? Because many of our listeners obviously have children. We all have dreams for our children, and we all are pretty tightly knit to those dreams, right? We're very much intertwined. We're very much holding on to them. How the fuck do you let that go? How do you let it go and just say, okay, you know what? I'm going to just sit back and let you drive now. What did you do to get through that? And I know you just like recently, I feel like, you know, it's been in the last, what, like a few weeks, for a couple of months? I feel like you just told me that within the last month.
Well, this is what's been sitting with me for, I would say, the last quarter of this year.
Yeah.
But I think more or less, like, honestly, like, the dream is still there. Like, I'll be
You could be on the sidelines with the dream, for sure.
I think for me, really, what it was, me taking responsibility and going, stop trying to control it. That's what I was trying to control the situation, because I kept searching for things that would help her. Clinical trials.
Yeah. Healers,
I kept going.
Yes.
She wasn't aligned with it. And we were fighting.
Yeah, butting heads.
We were butting. I mean, people know.
She's like, stay the fuck out of my life, basically. But she's not really telling you that. Maybe sometimes she did, but I don't know.
Yeah, I finally had to have a conversation with her and say, listen, if you're not ready, tell me to back off, because I'm going to stop researching and focus my time and energy on my business and go, and you know, and go that route. And so it's been amazing. Our relationship has gotten so much stronger.
So what did you do? Because we keep on talking about, like, what is it that you did exactly to kind of get you to a place? Okay, you had a conversation with Taylor, right there is one thing. You had a conversation with her where you explained to her where you were coming from. You laid it out on the table and you both kind of got closer from that conversation.
So one, acknowledging the situation, acknowledging what you want to let go that's no longer serving you, right? So number one key is acknowledging.
I'm the Jesus moment.
Yes. And bringing forth and really sitting with that and feeling it. So that was number one. Number two, for me, lots of meditation. And it was really getting into the state of forgiving myself. And because I, you know, it's like, sure, I might've been hard on her, and taking responsibility and ownership. So getting into a meditation and sitting there, for me, I'm just going to be honest with you. I do talk to spirit. I do talk to angels. I do talk to source. I do. So closing my eyes, and whether it be verbally or even just speaking it in there, and I'm like giving it to them. But it's basically Jesus, take the wheel. That's number two. That's how I could put that down in a nutshell to explain that to you, is Jesus, take the wheel. I'm handing it over to you. It's out of my hands right now. Right? So handing it over to them and really trusting and believing and loving myself and loving her enough to trust her.
No, how do you do that?
For me, I handed it over, but I had to forgive myself for being so strong and controlling. It's very difficult to be that person and be able to say, I'm releasing the outcome. No matter what, it's going to be okay. And speaking these affirmations and declaring it and going, no matter what, I want her happy. I want her healthy. I want her thriving. I don't want to be the one that's holding her back from this life, because she wants to appease me or make me proud of her. I really had to say, no matter what, no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. And I'm so fucking proud of you. No yeah. matter what. And I'm sorry. And it is not about the whole thing of like, you know, you're going to walk again and, you know, oh, you're going to disappoint me if that doesn't happen. Making that connection with her, having a deep conversation, even though it may have been bringing up tears and emotions. And if you can't have the conversation verbally, then you write a letter or you text or whatever way that you could do it. You need to have a conversation with that person, whether it be.
And sorry, I'm just trying to get the steps here. So like really the first step here was acknowledging and taking responsibility of where you were in this situation. And then the next step was having that conversation, would you say? Or would you say then the next step was more of like you went into meditation?
Yes,
you
kind I, of for me, I went to spirit first and asked okay. what I mean, like, because I needed to do something within and build mm-hmm. my up there.
Yeah.
And then I had the conversation because I felt like that I filled my cup up that way. And then I was able to go in with a loving, very calm voice and we're good.
Yeah. Yeah. And then once you had that conversation, what you continue to do, obviously you're connecting to spirit because you always do, but that's when you started to focus a little bit more on loving yourself and forgiving yourself and kind of doing that work by virtue maybe of some affirmations, some things that you were feeding your mind so that your mind was focusing on those aspects instead of going to some stories that you would be making up that were negative.
Exactly. And energetically, that changed us completely. My vibration raised. I felt energetically aligned. I felt free.
Yeah.
I felt like, you know, I had a weight that was maybe holding me down and, you know, that's gone now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you right now, my God, what a hard but beautiful healing year. Because again, every year we all go through things and that was powerful for me. I think powerful for us, I would say.
Yeah.
Us both.
Yeah, no, I can't imagine, you know, being in a situation, right, where it's about our child. Because it's much easier when it's just us, right? Even though it's hard, but it's still, I feel like when it's our children, it's very gut-wrenching because you can't control it. You can't. You know, it's up to them. And it's like, sometimes you're like, dang it. So yeah, no, I can only imagine how hard that was. But I think that's great that the process you just shared with our community, I think that's a, you know, a great way for anyone that's out there going through something like this to try this out. And, you know, as far as like affirmations or things to speak to yourself, do what feels good to you. There are plenty of meditations out there as well, and you can look that up, but do what feels good to you, because that's really what's going to resonate with you, with your being, with your subconscious mind, because essentially what you're doing is you're reprogramming your subconscious mind. You're working on your identity. But yeah, well, thank you for sharing that. That was
And that
amazing.
May be a little woo-woo for some people. I get that, but we do.
Which part a little woo-woo?
Talking to spirit and things like that and really connecting, you know.
People talk to God all the time.
Right.
I feel like. So I don't know. Is it that far-fetched?
If you guys don't resonate with that, well then, you know, connect with Jesus or God or whatever.
Yeah, pray.
Well, pray. Pray, meditation, same thing.
Yep.
But hopefully that helps. And then obviously, you know, tune into books and podcasts and things like that if this doesn't resonate with you. But I think your story and, you know, what you had used, I think that will also help them on a different level.
Yeah. And I have a couple of things. So just to back up real quick, for me, what I was letting go of is a love relationship that I was exploring the entire year of 2023. And I had to let go of a lot of things, one of which I didn't get into, which I'll get into on a different show. But the idea of letting go of a relationship, letting go of love, letting go of your heart, right? So you're dealing with heartache, broken heart. You're dealing with thoughts of like, you know, you weren't chosen, like you're left behind, like all these monkey mind thoughts that come in, your self-worth comes into that as well. So I always give myself a moment to grieve, and not a long moment, like literally maybe a day or two, where I will grieve. I will cry my eyes out and do what I need to do, right? And that is what I did here. But what my go-tos are, especially in a situation like that, is I have a process, and I refer to it as a mental diet. Other people can refer to it as a system or whatever, but I refer to it as a mental diet. And what I do is I look at it from the perspective of manifesting, and I look at it from the perspective of, and I mentioned it a little bit in the last show, but I take full responsibility of my creations here in this world, in this life, right? Like, I 100% believe that I am the co-creator of my experience here on Earth. So when I look at it from that perspective, and when I understand that I have called in every experience into my reality, then the first thing I do is kind of look at what just happened once I've picked myself off the ground, and I kind of laugh at it, you know, like in a video game, if you had a, you know, a situation or a level, you're like, oh, like what that, like, okay, whatever. Like, we can do better than that, right? That recipe, you put in a little bit too much salt in that recipe. Like, all right, you're not that good of a cook yet, Margaret. You need to sharpen up your skills. Like, let's create another recipe here, right? And for some people, this may sound very absurd, right? I get that. But the point of this is to work on your mind, on reprogramming your conscious and subconscious mind. And by virtue of you kind of rejecting the existing reality and shifting focus elsewhere, which is the point. The point is to shift focus, remove all the negative shit that is making you go down a rabbit hole and feeling like shit. You remove it and you shift focus elsewhere, which is where the mental diet comes in. Because once you shift focus, then you start working on creating the new story. What is the new story now, Margaret? What is the story for 2024? What are we focusing on? What are we creating, right? So you start to focus on your desired outcomes. Then you start to focus on what identity do I need to create to achieve the desired outcome? Who do I need to become? So you start to identify those key pieces. Then you leave that be. And then you start to do the daily work. And that is subliminals. So subliminals that are appropriate for what you're doing. So for me, I'm working on self-worth, right? I'm working on self-worth because that relationship showed me some key factors of pieces that are still missing. Because remember, the world is you pushed out, which means the world is mirroring to you exactly how you feel on the inside. So if someone is not respecting you, or someone is not putting you first, or someone is not treating you the way you desire to be treated, that means you are not treating yourself. You are not putting yourself first somewhere within your being. Go ahead, Jenny.
Where could they find the subliminals? Because I know when we first started like learning about them, we were like, what is it? Where can we find it?
You could find subliminals on YouTube very easily. The only thing I would say is, be careful with them, because sometimes people put stuff in them so that, you know, a subliminal is something you're listening to while you're sleeping. So it's something that you have on for several hours at night, and you put it on very quietly in a background, and your subconscious mind is very pliable during the time you're sleeping. Therefore, it won't reject the information, it absorbs it. And if you know exactly what's on the subliminals, then it's safe to listen to them. But sometimes people put like messaging in there that may not be on a positive note, or that may have other intentions and you may not be aware of it. So I would just kind of like listen through some of them. I can suggest some if anybody wants that, you could reach out to us. But that's essentially what subliminals are and where you can find them. I'm actually thinking of recording my own, which I probably will. But that's the work, right? You create a subliminal or find a subliminal that works in tandem with your desired outcome. If you're working on your self-worth, if you're working on being the priority and loving yourself, then you would listen to a subliminal that is in tune with self-love. You also, what I do is I also listen to rampages. So like a self-love rampage, which is maybe something that could be 10 minutes long that really is talking about self-love, about, you know, the importance of loving yourself, the importance of who you are, of putting yourself first, of putting yourself on a pedestal. It's just basically positive affirmations that are interwoven into a story. So once again, this is so that you could reprogram your mind. So you're listening to these things and, you know, you may be driving and you're listening and you kind of hype yourself up. You're like, yes, yes, I'm always a priority. I don't chase, I attract, because I'm amazing and because I am worthy, like whatever it is that pumps you up. And that shifts your energetic vibration and it shifts your energy. Therefore, you are now open to attracting different things into your experience. And lastly, me too, meditation. Meditation is a key piece. I meditate every morning to a focused meditation. In this instance, is self-love. It's about self-love. It's a meditation that you could find on YouTube as well. I have it from somewhere else, but those are the key pieces that I do on a daily basis. So I will meditate in the morning with a meditation that is specific to my desired outcome. I will listen to a rampage twice or three times a day. Like I might be cleaning, I'll listen. I might be driving, I'll listen. I might be cooking, I'll listen, since it's only like 5-10 minutes. And then at night, I will listen to the subliminals. So I really focus on reprogramming my mind, and I focus of occupying my mind. So I'm not allowing it time to go spend focusing on some negative ass stories that I might be making up. And when it does wander off, I bring it right back. So it's very important to be aware of your thoughts here, which we talk about that often, I think, but it's very, very key to be aware of your thoughts.
Oh, now, God, ego loves to come in. And
yes. So you have to
stories.
And this is like, I love that you brought that up, because this is important to recognize, like when that story comes in, this is why in my mind I laugh, because when you laugh the ego off, it's a lot easier just to kind of roll off of that, right? The ego's like, all right, you're laughing at me. It's literally like having, you know, you're having a conversation with yourself, because like you notice like, oh, Margaret, you're making up that story. Like, did that really happen? Like you're imagining that come July, so-and-so, you know, this is going to happen. And it's like, no, like we are in January right now. Why the hell are you even in July? And where are you making up this story from? Where are you getting this information from? Like, just stop it. Like, you silly Willy. Like, you're so silly. Ha, 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 ha. Let's focus on this. And you literally walk yourself off the ledge. I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds like, Margaret, you're crazy, right? But this works. This works. I guarantee you that it works if you put an effort into it and if you understand why it's important.
Yeah, for those of you listening right now, how many of you do this on a daily basis, that you are making up stories in your head? Maybe, you know, he's not calling me because he met somebody else, or like, you know, whatever, right? And it's like all this stuff, I'm like, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you guys are literally going to drive yourself crazy. You're actually hurting yourself by doing this, telling these stories. It's like me making up the story in my head that Taylor's giving up and she doesn't want to walk again. She's okay sitting in a chair and whatever, like whatever it is, stories that I was telling myself, I was hurting myself. And yeah. I'm like, I just need, this is Taylor's life. She's an adult now. She gets to do whatever she wants now. Like, she doesn't need me to be that advocate anymore. But if she wants me to, fine. But like, stop, you guys. Stop making shit up in your head. Tell the monkey mind to stop and focus on what you do want, right? Stop. Just let go. Let it go and really start creating. How do you want your 2024 to be? And let's focus on that.
And I have two more techniques. So the one that I'm going to share with you right now, which is the timeline technique from neurolinguistic programming, that's the one I utilize when I got some heavy shit to clear. And that's a technique that goes well when with things you have identified as core wounds or blocks within. So it's not something that, I mean, I guess you could do it for whatever, but like I tend to utilize that technique when like I've identified a core wound and I have identified a pattern of where this is from. And then I'll go in with Paula. She's an expert in this. And we will go ahead and work on removing that core wound out of our timeline. So more information on that, if you want more information on NLP and timeline techniques, we're happy to connect you with Paula possibly, but just reach out to us. But I did want to share that one because that also has helped me in the past. And then lastly, and this one is an easier one, right? Like the mental diet is a system that you start to work with. It's something that you do on a daily basis. It's something that is a repetitive practice, and you will notice a difference within days. So like I'm saying, I'm 2 weeks out from my event that kind of crushed me when I first, you know, experienced it. It was a little bit of a bomb, as I said in the last episode, but 2 weeks out and I'm feeling 100% better. It's amazing. But the other one, the third one that I have is a simpler one, which Jenny kind of mentioned, is the simplistic practice of writing a letter to that individual and just writing everything in that letter, anything that you're feeling, anything that you want to say, anything that was unsaid, writing it in that letter and releasing it, burning it. And what I like to do after that is I like to draw a bath. I like to put on a meditation. If it's matters of the heart, I like to focus on a heart-centered meditation. I like to put on a candle, put my headphones on, and just drift off. When you're surrounded in water, releasing emotion, all of that has a vibe and a frequency. And it's soothing and it's freeing, in my opinion.
Oh, the letter writing is
yes,
big one.
Yeah. They,
we do this at our, at the Self-Love Experience. We do this every time because it's so powerful. And there's a lot of people in this lifetime where, you know, we have multiple people that we would like to release, make amends with, forgive, apologize, whatever it may be. There's always something there. And oh my gosh, when you have that outlet of like getting it out of your soul, getting it out of your body, it shifts you in a big way. Yeah. Try that and let us know. It's amazing. Like send us a message, comment on this. And don't forget to share this video and like it. You know, this way it helps us get these messages out there. Like we really are, we appreciate you guys for doing that.
Yeah. And I think, you know, at this point, I mean, I think, I don't know, are we an hour in? So this may be a little bit of a longer episode, but I feel like what we gave you here is a lot of good information. So take it and run with it. And as always, we're here to answer any questions. We have our Facebook community that you can join at any time if you haven't. And like Jenny said, you know, we are so appreciative, and we say this in every episode, because we just want you to understand that we don't take your time for granted. We understand the importance of time, okay? Time is one of the most precious, if not the precious thing we have in this human experience. And we value your time and really, really love the fact that you are here with us. So thank you. And let's talk about our event a little bit, maybe, because that's coming up in, gosh, like 2 weeks now, a little bit over 2 weeks.
Yeah, January.
Of the time of this recording.
Yeah, January 28th. And, you know, here we're going to be at another location in Palatine, Illinois, and at a yoga studio. So it's going to be really beautiful. The energy is really good there, the lighting, everything. I think you guys will really, really like this. I'm so excited, as always, because I know that when we show up and we help them shift, like, we're making the world a better place, because when we heal, we teach you guys to heal, you go and help other people. And that's what the world needs. You don't need to suffer. You don't need to struggle. You can literally be happy and create a beautiful life for yourself. But the steps, again, we're here, we're talking about tools and techniques. We do a lot of this at the experience live, like immersive, like you get us right there. And that's why it's so beneficial for you guys to show up in person and be there and let us guide you through these things and the tools and techniques that we use. Because when you walk out of there, when you leave, you then have so much in your tool belt that you can utilize, that when you leave and you go through something, you guys can go back. But the community that we create and the friendships that come out of that and all that is just beautiful, because it's like-minded people. So if you want a better life and you want to heal and you're looking to level up and grow and not literally, you know, be surrounded around people who are just like complaining about their life every day and not doing anything about it, come to the events. If you can't make it in January, we're doing these like 4 times a year. So if you can't make it to this one, you know, let us know. We might have a Zoom option available. But like, really, you really want to be there in person. It's so beautiful. It's so powerful. It's magical. And you will feel transformed.
Yeah.
Your mind's blown.
Yeah. I mean, the sun came out. Sorry, you guys. We haven't had sun in like 2 weeks. I really just want to go run outside right now.
Vitamin
Sorry.
D.
Oh my gosh, the sun is out. I feel so much better. Anyway, yeah, Jenny is absolutely on point with saying that, you know, in person is just a different experience, because you really are combining so many different energies and frequencies together. And when we're all working in the same area, it just becomes so powerful and you get to benefit from that. So yes, please do come. The link is going to be in the show notes for the tickets. We're super pumped and excited, and I can't wait to share some of the new content that I'm bringing in. So hope to see you there. And I think on that note, anything else that you wanted to say? Or are we kind of done?
Thank you for holding space for me as I let my emotions out there. I really appreciate you guys. I know the beginning was a little wishy-washy, but I think I was like, am I ready to let this go?
I guess you were. I wasn't trying to push you or anything like that.
No, I'm glad. It felt good. It felt really good to talk about it. I'm now stuffy from crying again, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Thank you. Feels.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. And again, you know, hope to see you guys in a couple of weeks. And until next time, we love you. And just please share this with, you know, friends and family that could use it, because really, we're really just trying to raise consciousness and help people heal and grow. Because again, you don't have to live a shitty life. You don't have to. The choice is yours.
Yep. All righty. On that note, see you later, alligator.
Love you all. Thank you.
You're supposed to say in a wild crocodile.
Yeah, it's okay.
Jenny doesn't. She doesn't get my stuff sometimes. All right, you guys. Love you. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I'm always the one that says bye at last, by the way.
Guess the last word, as you can tell.
Bye.